That's good. That's good.
The Mother League Baseball is another league we're trying to start up.
Yeah.
So we have invested in the SNBA.
By the way, you may think Mother League Baseball, oh, is that like a AAA, quadruple A kind of thing? No. It's bigger than the major leagues.
It's above the major leagues.
Major?
It feeds the major leagues.
You should hear major and mother and be like,
Mother is already major.
Of course. It's more than major. More double than major. I'm double majoring in mothering and fathering.
Welcome to episode 3 of MILF, a Mother's Eye Learned. We made it to episode 3. We didn't give up. We have yet to give up.
We are going to keep this going.
Until
we're
going to
force it on people. Once we gain control of sort of society.
The podcast space? Oh, the society.
Society as a whole.
Okay.
Larger society. We'll force it on everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
1984.
Exactly. Everybody's forced to join our Patreon at one point.
We got
to
start a Patreon. And guess what? $10 a month. Fuck exactly. $5
Fuck
a month.
Let's cut out the middleman in $5.
I'm tired of these dumbass fucking quote-unquote influencers trying to perpetuate their $5 a month. I deserve more than that.
We're going to price out our audience instantly.
We are going to sell ourselves body and soul.
Yeah, we don't care who wants to advertise on this podcast.
Lionel's open to any organization
that wants to. The ad space is free.
Morals are not a limitation for us.
We'll share our analytics with you.
We'll share whatever data our listeners.
If you're listening to this podcast, your data is being stolen.
Yeah,
by us.
If you get some sort of notification about a data leak and you being in it,
it's us.
Yeah, we did that.
I'm Lionel, son of a mother.
I'm Guillermo, son of a mother, and also mother of Lionel.
Whoa.
I've been meaning to tell you.
This is a crazy revelation.
I am so fucking
sorry. Do I have to give you a gift for Mother's Day, or like?
That's your biggest concern? I drop a bomb on you and you're like, oh, I have to get him a gift now?
What are the financial repercussions of this bomb that's dropped?
See, the thing about being on your sort of grind set, sort of Sigma, sort of Andrew Tate-esque lifestyle Lionel's kind of living is you sort of forsake everything.
And thriving in it.
You sort of forsake everything for the money. Thriving? Yeah. We'll see about that, buddy, in a fucking fortnight, or how you're fucking doing.
Whoa. It's 2 weeks, right?
I have no idea.
Fortnite is 2 weeks. I learned that.
Why is the game called that if it's...
Because it takes 2 weeks to update.
Yeah. Oh! Calling out Epic Games!
Got him!
Wait, did Epic Games make the game, or are they just a
distributor?
Server?
I think they're just a distributor.
Server that you... They
just call. A server.
Calling all Fortnite fans, listen to our podcast, please.
This.
We really need
exactly if we can tap into like a niche.
The thing is, we're on already from episode one, we're on a steady downhill. We're on a steady decline.
No, but I think there's peaks and valleys, and
we have a guaranteed 2 listeners an episode, and honestly, that's good enough for me.
Last week was probably a valley, but you know, this one's a peak.
Waiting on that uptick for sure.
this one's gonna be a peak. The audio quality is better.
I'm waiting.
We're in a better room.
Yeah, Lionel and I, we're going to give our first paychecks to our mother. By the way.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Shared mother.
Once we get. which is you.
From last week, our mother sort of formed into one being.
Exactly.
They sort of decided on that, not keying us in at all. But now...
They just decided to be as one.
Yeah. One power all mothers have is that they can kind of Dragon Ball Z
they
style
can merge.
Combine. They exactly. can merge.
Our mothers went Super Saiyan.
It looks horrific, but damn it if they aren't the fucking peak of womanhood.
Exactly. Damn it if they aren't powerful.
Damn it if they aren't beautiful and strong.
Exactly.
Fuck.
They merge into one super mom.
I love super moms.
Name three super moms.
Name three super moms. Yeah. My mom, your mom.
Ooh, good two to start it off.
Maybe Jill Biden or something like that. It's got to be rough to have Hunter as a son. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, dude.
With
Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden.
Not a good gift giver.
Big cock, though.
Huge penis.
Have you seen it?
I have not, actually.
I have. I'm in political science, though, so I kind of have to.
Yeah.
Lionel's not looking anything up right now.
There was a, Political Science 101 was 100
Biden's. I'm even bothering with an incognito window.
That's exactly what I'm doing right now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Hunter Biden.
Cock.
Alleged cock.
Alleged cock. Oh, that's good. Well, it was like, he's a fan of the pod, so he was in the data leak.
Hey, Hunter, if you're listening, I know you're listening.
We know you're listening.
Exactly.
I'm Jill.
Hunty.
Jill 2.
Jill. Shout out, Jill. Send this podcast to your mom, honestly.
Yeah, she'd love it. And she'd love
mine. I'm not getting his penis anywhere.
You're not getting his penis anywhere? Well, it might have been kind of censored by the CIA or FDA or something.
I'm seeing, but it's like...
Are you seeing some penises?
No penises.
Okay, so you're looking up... What did you look up?
I searched up Hunter Biden penis. Maybe... Will Joe get me for this?
Joe? He could, bro.
Yeah, dude, Joe's like that.
I would not... I mean, you are going to get on some kind of watch list for sure.
Definitely.
I mean, I'd be really scared if I... I looked it up on library computer. I always...
It's a pitch for another day.
One thing about me is I always look up the most fucked up stuff on library computers just sort of to get the public in trouble.
Exactly.
Or I'm sort of grouping everyone together and be like, you can't arrest all of us.
Interesting.
Collective action is the most powerful form of strength.
Exactly. And just leave the window open too.
And the kind of collective action we need right now is... for everybody to listen to this podcast. We will save you.
We are the savior of the masses.
If you are not suicidal, not that far, but if you're a little sad, listen to this podcast.
Let's say suicide is step 5.
Suicide step 5?
Let's say you're
step 6.
Well, there's only 5 steps.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
If you're in like step 2, listen to this podcast.
Listening to this podcast is a permanent solution to a permanent problem. And a lack of entertainment definitely is a permanent problem.
Exactly. When I'm on YouTube and I can't find anything, I'm like, oh, step 3.
You're going up. Lionel's so easily triggered by everything around him. I have to, whenever he gets in his little, like, fits, I have to start playing the podcast.
Whenever I put my fit on?
Lionel.
Because I put that shit on.
I hate when he has such a good fit on and I have to feel embarrassed about what. The thing is, my mom kind of, she bought all my clothes, obviously.
Yeah, I've seen the text messages where your mom's like, oh, wear this today.
Yeah, it's...
And she's she's like hundreds of miles away.
I'm not going to talk shit about my mom because this is about uplifting mothers. Exactly. But it's hard to wear clothes that fit so uncomfortably.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the like girls' clothes and stuff like that. Like, I'm not against it or anything like that. It's just, it's hard with people staring.
That's true.
Yeah, it makes me feel like a victim and I'm not.
I think my mom picked my clothes until I was like in second grade. She came up with some good fits. If you look if you look at picture day, dude, I was kind of wearing some fits.
When I was really little, I was pulling off some fits like Thomas the Tank Engine hat and shirt. I had a hat that had Thomas on it. It was really fire. I was just obsessed with Thomas. So honestly, it was kind of me picking it.
I had the.
Who's your favorite train, bro?
Oh, I can't name any of them. I'm gonna be real.
Oh my god, fake fan. I was a Percy boy.
Percy's good.
Bro, come on. You can't fucking... Your bro's backtracking.
I had the...
James, Gordon, Harold.
I had the set, the, like, table. It was a whole table. It was, like, 5 feet tall, probably.
Whoa.
No, that's way too tall.
A table?
Yeah, it was a table.
Like a wooden table?
Mm-hmm. It was, like, wood.
Did it have train tracks on
it? Yes, it had train tracks on
that. That's so funny.
And it had, like, the whole set.
Was it, like, those moving, like, the auto, like the battery power?
Yes,
oh, my God. I always
wanted. My dad got me that for Christmas when I was, like, 8.
Bro, I would have killed you as a child because I would have tried to take it from you.
Dude, that was probably the sickest thing.
I wasn't even, like, a train kid, but I loved Thomas.
You could assemble it, but one time I fell through it and I got a bloody nose.
It's worth it, bro. I don't care if you... I mean, you did break your arm at some point, but if you broke your arm for the sake of that...
It would have been worth it.
It would have been very worth it.
What is a child, anyways? I think broken bones, if you're a children, is acceptable.
Any sort of trauma when you're a child doesn't really last that long. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Kids are malleable. Yeah, exactly. I mean, like...
You don't really...
They can take a couple hits, and 10 years later, will they even remember it? They'll probably repress it. I mean, like, it's so fucking easy.
So easy to repress memories.
Exactly. That's why...
Okay, I probably have some.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll do like a underwater therapy session where I'll like trigger your memories.
Exactly.
That'd probably be therapeutic.
It would be therapeutic. People would listen to that and be like, whoa, this is some innovative shit.
Yeah, like what if this happened to me type of shit. The thing is, when you're sort of creating kind of media, you have to think about how is this person going to like suture themselves into this? How are they going to feel like me? That's what you got. So we're the voice of the people.
Exactly.
Is what I'm saying.
We're kind of insert character.
We are the median, the average kind of.
We are average.
We are completely. If you took everyone in the world and kind of
blended them together
and kind of squeezed them and densified them into a beautiful diamond of an average person.
Be us.
It's us. It looks.
Yeah,
exactly
we are the
like
common man.
We work hard, we bootstrap, we strap on.
We lick boots.
We lick boots. We make friends with different kinds of people.
Exactly. We're like I don't know.
We're the everyman.
We are the everyman.
And every mother.
And every man is only a good man.
As good as his mother.
As good as his mother. Exactly. That's exactly what I was doing.
See, it's lucky that he and I are twins, or else we wouldn't have this telepathy kind of thing going on.
That's true. Twins have incredible telepathy. Once we have a TikTok.
Yeah, out of the average human, twins have the strongest telepathetic powers.
It goes twins.
Orphans.
Orphans.
Friends. Friends?
Like best friends.
Oh, like between each other? Yeah. I meant like just in general, like who's the son?
Oh.
Probably like, what's the most kind of mysterious kind of mystic person?
Like, Who's mysterious?
I don't know, man. Nobody's mysterious these days. With social media, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Everything's on fucking display.
You put everything on blast.
Oh, my fucking God. Yeah.
Nobody, who the fuck can be mysterious nowadays?
Exactly. I'm tired of seeing, the only fucking exposed shit I should be seeing on the internet is breastfeeding videos.
Exactly.
Because that's mothers. Yeah. But, sort of a difficult, sort of momdry. That I'm going to offer you and present to you is, what if a mom is sad? What then? Punk? Who's watching The Watchmen? hit show on television right now.
This isn't fucking two, three years ago, dog.
What? Dude, I just saw that shit.
Nah, dude, everybody's watched it.
I love HBO originals.
Name it.
Woke up this morning.
Sopranos?
Said hi to my mom.
That's how the song goes.
Woke up this morning.
That's how the song goes.
That's, what do you mean? I'm enough of this shit. Tony Soprano's mom, he was honestly sick of her.
He was sick of her, dude.
And I'm tired of this shit.
How far are you?
I'm like five, six episodes.
Okay,
maybe.
Never mind. I was gonna
keep. You're gonna tell me that she died or something?
No, I was gonna do something that happens in the later episodes.
Okay. Well, yeah. Don't.
It's pretty.
Have you finished it?
Through two seasons.
Two seasons? How many are there? Like nine?
There's a shit ton, yeah, like nine.
That's too fucking much, dude. There's no way I can make it through all that. I'm done watching long shows.
Bro does not have the patience or attention span.
Ideally, kind of four seasons, I'm thinking, you know.
Bro is into, British shit, probably.
Nah, I'm not even.
They have, like, low season
shout
counts.
Out Fleabag. Shout out,
that much, like, series. Call that shit series.
Series? Oh, yeah. It's, like, six episodes and, like, fucking two seasons and shit. I love the
Netflix
IT
Netflix has conditioned you, dog.
Netflix hasn't done anything
to
me.
They're, like, eight
seasons. I do not let corporations interfere with my mind.
Eight episode seasons, bro.
Eight episode seasons?
Yeah, that's what you're clamoring for.
I hate when all that shit's released at once, by the way. Don't.
That is what you're clamoring.
That's how they
for.
Fucking get you, dude. The fucking
binge watching.
Yeah, binge watching. That's what they're degrading fucking modern fucking thinking with that bullshit, dude. Fuck. Sorry, I'm really sorry. Sorry to Netflix. Please sponsor us. Jenna Ortega Wednesday.
Oh, Jenna Ortega Wednesday is pretty good.
Not really. I didn't really like it that much. What do you have to say about that?
I don't know. I thought it was pretty good.
What did you like most about it?
Jenna Ortega?
Yeah, but what about the plot or whatever the fuck?
She, like, dates a monster guy?
She dates a monster guy?
Yeah,
a
dude who's, like, a monster.
Haven't we all dated monster guys? Am I right?
Am I right,
women? Am I right? Am I right? Guys are the real fucking evil fucking people. And guess what? When they become dads, nothing fucking changes. Nothing.
If anything, they get worse.
They do. And I can attest to that because I'm a dad right now, and I hate my kids.
What are your kids' names?
Salilo.
Saliva?
No, Salilo and Rickshaw.
Rickshaw?
Rickshaw, dude.
I said Rickshaw.
You said Rigshaw.
No, I said Rickshaw.
Oh, okay.
Like Hacksaw Ridge. Like that shit like blended into one word.
I was trying to make up bullshit names, bro. I don't have any kids.
Not a father yet.
I'm not a father.
No.
It's my, not something I'm ashamed of, but like, does that mean I have like low T or something? I don't even know, man. I'm really scared about that. I'm really scared.
That you have low testosterone?
Yeah.
Just get some like.
Even though I'm too hairy.
Get some shit in you, dude.
Usually I'm trying to get shit out of me. Am I right? Am I right, shitters?
Yeah, shout out to all the shitters out there.
Shout out to all the shitters. I took a shit this morning.
Shout out to the people with stinky shit.
Nah, man.
Shout out to the stinky shitters.
Fuck stinky shit.
Shout out to the sloppy shitters.
No, no, no. We can't give them, dude. It's because their diet is probably bad. I know that from experience.
I'm platforming the.
You're giving
the bad
them,
shitters.
You're not really giving, unless you're. Are you a bad shitter?
Not necessarily.
Exposed.
Exposed is a bad shitter.
Exposed is a bad shitter. Some YouTube video you'd fucking make, dude. God damn it. I'm waiting for all the Lionel apology videos to come.
There is none because I have nothing to apologize for. Nothing I need to apologize for.
He's low-key scaring me.
Stop.
Stop. Please. Please stop. Please help me. That's me if I was tiny.
See, maybe he was a tiny British guy.
Doing this as a tiny British guy?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. I'm tiny.
Don't step on me.
Oh, I would hate if you stepped on me.
Please swallow me so I can live in your stomach.
I'd like to swim in you.
I want you to be pregnant with me and then give birth to me, please.
Would our children be tall or small?
Oh, that's so cute to think about, isn't it?
Oh my god.
And that's how fucking the supposed short kings are tricking you.
Exactly.
They're acting all cute, and they're like, oh, you're so small. Like, girls love things.
Girls love small beans.
Two small beans, official.
Trademark.
Trademark. Girl, let me just say, the ladies
love a small bean.
The ladies love a small bean. And, but we're tricking you. We look cute, but really, we're just as evil as the rest of them.
Exactly. We're just as evil as regular.
Not more fucked
regular
up because of all the
guys.
Bullying we've got as a little boy for being just so fucking small.
You don't know what we've been.
I remember in eighth grade I was like 3'2", I want to say, and
really
the bullying was
3'2" in eighth grade. That's pretty short. You
short?
Fucking
oh,
shorty.
Yeah, I mean, I get. I mean, that's kind of.
How was the weather down there?
Please,
bitch.
Please stop.
Even I was taller than that.
Even you were taller than that.
Yeah.
You have to add an even because you were, what, 3'9"?
I was probably like 3'9".
Yeah, dude, you were not much taller. You were not much taller. I hate to say it, but the average was like 5 foot. So you were actually fucking... You barely fucking... There was no way anybody
could... Okay, I'm not taking shit from somebody who's 3'2".
I'm not 3'2" anymore.
Yeah, you basically...
I made it to 4'1", and I couldn't be smaller.
Physically couldn't be smaller.
I couldn't. People have tried... To, like, sort of crush me into
a little guy.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, you're so cute. I just want to stuff you in my pocket. And they try. They try. They always...
How many pockets have you been in for real?
I don't want to say that. Because it's honestly bring up trauma.
How many hands would you need?
How many hands to shove me in a pocket?
No, to count how many times you've been in pockets.
Oh, I don't have that. I'm not good at math, is the thing. I'm not a math bitch.
Okay.
You're a math bitch. I can tell by those glasses, motherfucker.
You also have glasses, you
bitch. Yours are kind of nerdier.
Yeah, yours are fucking, I don't know, it's fucking Harry Potter-ass bitch over
here. They're not even that, bro. These are square glasses, and you're also wearing square glasses, you bitch. People have said I looked like Harry Potter before. I don't.
Yeah, everybody out there who's, like, commenting on our stuff. And
my
like,
hair is long, and my magic ability is
like, when did
not.
Harry Potter get a podcast?
When did Harry and his Mexican friend get a podcast?
Damn, dude, I didn't know there were Mexicans in fucking England, in Hogwarts.
I was thinking about this. You know how J.K. Rowling's, like, retconning shit all the time? Well, that's, like, the meme that she's like, oh, yeah, Harry's gay or whatever.
Harry's gay?
Yeah, he is. But, like, oh, she's like, oh, there is actually a wizard school in the south of the United States. Yeah, there's a grand wizard there, actually.
No way she said grand wizard.
No, I was making that. It was, like, a bit.
I thought she legit said grand wizard. I was like, why isn't this bigger news?
Oh, dude. Did you not watch the prequels, bro? Fantastic Beasts? David Duke is in it.
the Fantastic Beasts and Where They Come From? Is that what it's called?
Where to Find Them.
Or Where to Find Them? The South, clearly.
Yeah, from the South. Not very Fantastic Beasts. More like...
We're like...
Racist.
Fantastic. Crazy how they're calling them fantastic.
Yeah, not really fantastic to me, J.K. Rowling.
Exactly, J.K. Just kidding, Rowling.
Oh, my, no, don't say just kidding, because we're not supposed to take her lightly. She's bad. She's evil.
What
she's,
does JK stand for?
I think it's like
Justice Knight.
Joker?
Joker.
Joker. Joker Rowling. Oh, Steve my God.
Steve Kerr's son, Joker.
I don't know who Steve Kerr is.
Never mind.
Who's Kerr? Who's Steve Kerr?
He's the head coach of the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm a fake Bay guy.
Basketball team. I'm a fake Bay guy.
I'm a fake. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean. I'm you know, born and raised.
Fake Bay. A guy who really wants to be from the Bay.
Shout out Stephen Curry's house in Atherton.
Yeah. And don't actually, because.
Please don't house poor people. Please.
I hate affordable housing.
Oh my! I don't want them to live near me. Oh my mom tried to explain that. That could get me in trouble.
I'll cut it out.
Just bleep it, because I still want to like go on with the thought, but.
No, go on with that.
Fuck Steph Curry, bro.
Yeah, fuck Steph Curry.
I would beat you in a shooting competition.
I would. Like shooting range?
No, like a basketball, bro. What is that, dude?
Steph Curry, notoriously really good with guns.
I'd be scared.
Steph Curry, from deep.
A deep wound in me.
Ooh.
I would hate to get shot, I think.
I don't know.
You disagree?
For
this
for
is me? The kind of discourse that people have been waiting for.
Exactly.
Joe Rogan could never.
I've said this like before, but...
What?
We don't know for sure what happens if bullets hit you.
That's true.
Until they hit you.
It,
so who knows?
In if, the same way where would, I don't know if you're real and you don't know if I'm real, exactly. Like, what if I, the MC, main character.
What the fuck? Dude, fuck this podcast. I'm gone, dog.
Bro is making me.
All right. You as the MC.
If I.
Mike.
Mike check. Okay. If I MF Doom get shot, maybe it'll just pass right through me.
Maybe they'll bounce off and hit who's ever shooting me.
Ricochet.
We actually
the other name of my name of my third child, Ricochet.
Ricochet after fucking what? Hacksaw Ridge
Ricochet
and Saliva?
Ricochet is actually a really sick fucking name.
I do like that name. I do like Ricochet.
You could call him Rick for sure, short, but like yeah. Shay is also
cool. Rick.
Shay is a really cool nickname. Oh, I guess like there's people named Shay. That's not as cool. Carly Shay, shout out. Fuck you, Dan Schneider.
You have an Irish child, dude? Rick O'Shea?
I would hate to have an Irish child, I think. Man.
Rick O'Shea. That's pretty good.
Would you have an Irish child?
No, that'd be...
You see yourself with an Irish person?
No, that'd mean I'd have to marry an Irish person. Not necessarily married, but...
Oh, hey, Lionel.
I can deal with that, dude.
You look fit today.
You look absolutely fit.
You're fit as a bird right now, Lionel.
My cousin Connor?
Connor McGregor?
Cousin Conor McGregor?
My cousin, the notorious Conor McGregor.
The notorious
Oscar Khabib.
Oh.
What's your opinions on Dagestan, dude? Should we move there?
I think we should. We should move there, practice the wrestling style.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called.
And I think we should join the UFC. This podcast is actually...
It's just sort of to get...
To get our names out there to Dana.
Eventually, this will evolve into, like, sort of a fighting podcast. Yes. Where we're just going to talk about, oh, my God.
Eventually, we will get into the UFC and fight.
Yeah.
So, remember...
That's what this is all building
when
up.
We're in the UFC, remember this moment right now.
Not to abandon mothers like society has, but no. We're going to do the same
We're again. Doing it for mothers.
Yeah. You know Guy Ritchie?
Yeah.
I'm Guy Raunchy. Let's make these action guys fuck. What if John Wick and Jean-Claude Van Damme
fucked,
had sex and kissed each other, but if, in like a really beautiful kind
what
of...
What if The Rock?
Oh, The Rock?
Absolutely got blasted by Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, come on, man. Not on the pod, dude. I'm going to get too worked up.
Fuck. I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
This is
stupid. I'll get out of control and I'll start on some sort of rant.
About what? What is it? What is this rant you're gonna go on, bro?
Just about you, which dudes in Hollywood which are rant? Fucking each other? Not allegedly. I'm saying that, and if that cuts fucking connections for us, because obviously we're such close.
Yeah. What connection would that cut?
Well, we're already friends with Armie Hammer, so that kind of makes it complicated.
Yeah, we've been to his dinner parties.
We've been to all of his dinner parties.
Yeah. And we stay for the after.
Yeah. What's for dinner?
Me.
Oh no!
Oh, fuck! Wait, why am I listed under the third course?
Oh my my God. Remember the Atlanta episode? The Amelie one?
Yeah, dude.
That was all right.
That was an okay episode.
That was a pretty okay episode. Shout out, Donald Glover. Was that too loud?
Sorry. Yeah, that was. It peaked, but...
I'm sorry. If anybody's mad at how loud I'm being or how loud Lionel is or how loud the bleeps were last episode...
Yeah, I've seen the comments.
It's good for your ears to sort of push them past their limits. Exactly. The ears are a muscle. You're supposed to...
To the limit.
You're supposed to tear them and sort of grow them back stronger. You'll get better hearing. And take that from someone with really bad hearing. I have not trained my ears enough. Echolocation.
I think I'd be really good if I was blind and I had to echolocate.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, close your eyes real quick.
Okay.
Where am I?
You're probably right in front of me.
Nah, I wasn't. I moved away.
Right, no, you're right there. I can see. I opened it and you were right in front of me.
I moved away really, really quickly and then I came back.
Okay, okay. Now.
Okay. And open. Oh, if so. Sorry, I didn't let you echolocate.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, where am I?
You're right in front of me.
Your eyes were open. Bro could not be Batman.
Fuck, dude. Maybe at least I tried, you know?
That's trying is not really anything.
Trying is succeeding.
You
only fail if you don't try.
Okay, see, the thing is, you always hear that bullshit from, like, Michael Jordan. And it's like, yeah, but you're kind of the GOAT, bro. Like, you don't understand what it feels like to be a little pathetic loser like me. When I played Knockout when I was in middle school, I was kind of below average, honestly.
Kind of ass.
No, I wasn't ass.
He was ass.
I would resort, because I couldn't really make the shots. By the way, I wouldn't wear my glasses sometimes, so honestly, I was handicapped. And
there are people in the NBA who don't wear contacts and need glasses and can shoot really well.
Well, I was hoping you weren't going to say the shooting part, and I was going to be like, well, are they playing supporting roles, though?
They're pretty good.
Does Steph Curry need glasses?
Yes.
Does he?
Probably not.
I knew that motherfucker was a nerd.
He probably hates like any shit that helps anything.
Yeah. Yeah, he does not.
Like affordable housing.
Does not pay his taxes.
Does not pay his taxes.
I pay my taxes every year.
Yeah.
God. What tax bracket are you in, by the way, man?
The good one.
The good. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Which one's that one, huh?
Probably one of the upper ones.
Which one's? Which is?
Not the highest one, because I think that one's a bad one. Fuck you, billionaires. Mark Cuban, I don't care if you how down to earth you're trying to present yourself as. Mark Cuban, fuck you.
Unless you want to sponsor this podcast.
Oh yeah, if you want to give us a billion of your monies,
we're fine.
We would actually
love to take it,
and we would use it for good. Actually, though, free Palestine, by the way. Mark Cuban.
Mark is
not even fucking not from even Cuban. Cuban. Not even Cuban.
Not even a little bit Cuban.
Is there even a Cuban billionaire out there? Yeah, Fidel fucking killed them. Please.
Allegedly.
Lionel loves saying allegedly because he's used to that court jargon.
Allegedly.
He's in the courtroom so often, in and out of them.
In and out of courtroom.
He's getting sued so fucking.
Once again, I have nothing
I'm tired of being like a character witness for you, honestly, man. I'm tired of being like having
to say.
You've
done pretty well so far.
I know, but the perjury I've committed, it's too much, man. I'm scared of what's going to happen to me. I'm scared of the repercussions.
Once again, I have nothing to apologize
for. You might as well make me your lawyer at this part so I can lie for you.
No. I have a pretty good lawyer.
He does have a really good lawyer.
I have the ghost of Robert Kardashian. Incredible lawyer.
Yeah, It's actually pretty electric when we're in the courtroom together. I mean, and Kim always comes to support her dad, which is really, really, really good of her.
Mm-hmm.
Because you wouldn't expect her to be chill like that. No, she is.
She's chill like that. Kim Kardashian is chill like that.
Yeah, and Lionel knows.
I know.
Trust me, he knows.
Personally.
He went on a date with her one time and...
Just once?
Yeah, it was on the Hollywood Reporter. Is that a magazine?
I think so. I don't know.
It was on the New York Times.
Daily Mail.
Daily, is that a magazine?
I'm sure it is.
I'm scared somebody's going to come in.
No, I have a clear shot of the door.
You have a clear shot of the door?
Yeah.
In case Lionel will shoot them on site.
Everybody knows I'm on site.
If somebody came in right now, I think I would freak out. I think I would, like, I would hide under the table or something.
I thought your reflection over there on that window was like somebody else.
So you're also paranoid about that. I can tell by just that fear.
Just a little bit.
We're sort of two kind of scared cowards.
Yeah, we're kind of two little bitches.
Honestly. Yeah. And that's the Bay Area's favorite word. Saw an Instagram reel about that.
Bitches?
Bitch.
Yeah.
Just bitch.
What's my favorite word? Bitch.
Is that like a...
That's a song. It's Too Short.
Too Short?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a...
Which is kind of us.
We are too a short, little too short.
Bay Area rap.
Most people don't like us because we're too short, which exactly. is, I don't know, it makes sense.
Bitch.
The fuck
What's
you just called me?
My favorite word?
Yeah, you're a hella bitch. In the Bay.
Only in the Bay.
Only in the Bay.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
Moms.
Moms. Back to moms.
Back to moms.
Really?
Kind of straight away from moms.
But the thing is, my mom sort of raised me and
Actually, if you think about it, everything we say is something we learned from mothers.
That's yeah. what I was going to say. Ooh, yeah, I'm glad you said it.
Took
I
the words
guess.
Right out of his
you
mouth.
You really did, man. You really did. And guess what?
What?
I told my mom I was going to get a haircut, and she was so excited for me.
Whoa.
She Not like really. Hair. She just, but there was an exclamation point there.
Did she like your hair short or long?
She prefers it short, and it's long right now for people those, who...
We will eventually get video.
We will eventually get listeners who don't know what I look like. here's hoping.
Here's hoping.
Knock on...
Oh, you can hear that, because I heard that through my headphones.
I don't see any wood in this room, which can only mean bad.
I see two.
You're calling me wood?
We're absolutely hard under here.
Oh, yeah. We've been going to the gym also, by the way.
Oh, I was going to say we're like, we have semis or something.
Come on, man. Come on. Don't fucking talk.
Penis humor.
I hate penis.
We have been going to the gym, though.
We have been going to the gym. I thought of a funny pun, but it kind of, the moment passed, so I'm going to skip
it. Say the pun.
I don't remember.
I can splice it in.
You can splice it in? Oh, wow, that'd be... It had something to do with balsa wood. You said, like, also, and I was gonna be like, balsa... Is that funny? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, the comments of the Spotify podcast.
Is or it over Instagram. For me?
Is it over? Yeah. TikTok. Got a TikTok on
that. TikTok.
TikTok.
What were you about to say? I feel like you were about to say something, and I... almost like...
Moms... What are your favorite mom songs or songs by moms?
Songs by moms. That's actually a really easy question.
Songs by moms, songs for moms.
I feel like, you know, motherhood has actually been.
What is a classic song moms like play?
Motherhood has been stigmatized, so I don't even know if my favorite artists are mothers. And they are women. I listen to women, by the way.
This is the women, guys.
Who's your favorite? Do you have any on top of your head?
So favorite.
Maybe
song
Beyonce's
by
an easy one.
That's what I'm gonna say. Favorite song by a mother?
Yeah.
Probably Single Ladies.
All Single Ladies.
All the single ladies.
She's not a mom when that released though.
She wasn't, but so it's still by her.
Yeah, but she didn't have the perspective of a mother yet. She didn't have the perspective of the mother yet, which makes it a worse song.
Favorite song that mothers often play? Probably like ABBA or something. Probably an
ABBA. Yeah, that's a classic. It's a classic, like, mom. I grew up with Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
And I watched it with my mom and sister.
Here we go
bunch.
Again.
My. Shout out Amanda Seyfried. Shout out what's her name? Meryl Streep. Shout out Pierce Brosnan. And
no.
No?
He's a fuck.
He could be. I don't know if he had any kids. Probably does.
Probably does. Guy.
Knowing those Hollywood scumbags fucking
yeah,
anything
fucking,
they see. Fuck
fucking
them.
Hollywood men.
Oh, God. I hate men so much.
I hate Hollywood men.
You hate Hollywood men?
Yeah.
What about Austin Butler, dude?
Ooh, Austin Butler. No, he was in Dune. That's automatically gets you a pass.
That gets you the mother pass.
Exactly. You should be treated like a mother.
You get mother status if you've done cool shit.
Exactly. Like be in Dune.
Like the guy from Destroy Build Destroy is the only guy.
Andrew W.K.
Yeah, that's and guess what? He has long hair, much like a mother.
And guess what? He's married to Kat Dennings.
Cat Williams?
From Andrew W.K. is married to Cat Williams.
Who also has long hair, like a mother.
Exactly. Cat Williams, please be
Silky
on this podcast.
Long hair by... Oh, yeah, please be on this podcast.
We need that Shannon Sharp moment.
I'm scared that he'd just be too funny. And
He would...
We would have to let him shine, dude.
It would be obvious that we're not as funny as he is.
We just have to prepare questions and just take the bitch status, yeah. Honestly.
Like Shannon Sharp.
When you say Shannon Sharp, all I think is the Ocho Cinco interviews where he's like lying about something. He's like, put me in the ring with Alex Pereira or some shit like that.
Yeah, you can beat him up. UFC 300 this weekend.
Not this weekend.
Sick card. It was that.
This past weekend. Yeah, it was pretty sick card. But we're not here to talk about that. Is Zhang Wei Li a mother?
She could be. If she is, talk about the fight.
We can talk about the fight. I didn't watch it, though. I was not there. Oh, my God.
She is not a mother.
How old is she?
She's 34.
34. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. You can be 100 and not be a mom.
Yeah. You know who is a mom? Mackenzie Dern.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a mom. And in the UFC. Shout out Mackenzie Dern.
Shout out Mackenzie Dern.
Being in the UFC and having a child, two crazy things.
Yeah, definitely. Two, like, I mean, crazy, too difficult.
Difficult.
It shows you that the tough is consistent, though. You
exactly.
Know? Like, she tough, went through childbirth fight. And also gets beat the fuck up.
And beats people up.
And also beats people up, of course.
Exactly.
That takes willpower. Jon Jones has nothing.
That takes dedication. Yeah, fuck Jon Jones.
Well,
if you listen to his podcast, fuck you.
Dude, what if he kills us?
I mean, that'd be kind of sick.
That's
a better way to die than 99% of other ways to die.
Oh no, Jon Jones! Oh, please fuck don't Jon kill Jones! Me. Oh, no. Fucking crossing my fingers behind my back because I want to be stomped to death by him.
Yeah, Jon Jones, definitely don't stomp.
Oh my
me.
God, you're so 6'4".
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh, your brother's in the NFL.
Okay, but being killed. Okay, but I could at least my spirit when I pass on as a ghost. Yeah, I was beat up by the best fighter in the world.
I was beat up by the GOAT.
Yeah, I was beat up by the GOAT, and it was a close match, I'll tell you. Nobody else was there to watch.
Exactly, so I'll tell them I got some good punches in on Jon Jones.
Yeah, and next time you see, like, a bruise on his face, yeah, that was me.
Yeah, that was me.
That was me. And my ghost.
I have emotional scars. That thing he brings into the ring, that's what he used to fight me.
What's that thing?
The fire in his eyes.
The fire in his eyes? Yeah. That's what he used against
the fight
you?
To desire. The desire to fight.
The fight to desire?
Yes.
That's actually a beautiful play on words. I don't even think I could interpret that with all my might right now.
Yeah, that's the kind of poet I am, guys.
We are poets, and that's what gives us the fucking excuse to talk for so long.
Exactly.
Because we're like, who's like a poet? Like, you're like Edgar Allan Poe, because all the cousin
Edgar
stuff.
Allan Poet?
Poe.
Because all the what?
The cousin stuff.
What do you mean?
His young cousin, you didn't know about that? He had, like, a crush on her or something, like,
Dead Poet Society.
Maybe, like...
Tortured Poet?
Shel Silverstein, maybe? Is he cool? Did he do anything wrong?
I feel like I heard there was something wrong with him.
He looks creepy, but I think he was a cool guy.
Probably the wimpy kid-ass comment.
That's so true. Shout out Greg Heffley. Actually, fuck Greg Heffley. Shout out Rowley.
Shout out Rowley.
Shout out Susan Heffley.
Shout out, yeah, exactly. Susan Heffley, good mom.
Good mom.
Good mom to three boys.
Good mom. And that's difficult. Three boys, mm-hmm. Rowdy motherfuckers, fucking Rowley motherfuckers.
Rowley motherfucker. Rowley, shout out Rowley's mom.
Shout out Rowley's mom, baddie.
Baddie.
Lionel's obsessed with Rowley's mom. Only the picture, only the drawing.
Only the sketch.
Yeah. Lionel's more so into 2D women these days. Kind of...
Yeah, shout out to 2D women.
Who's your favorite 2D mom, man?
Like a mom that farts a lot? A 2D mom?
I did not pick up on that at all. yeah, my mom is a
2D mom.
2D mom. Sorry to out you, mom.
You know what? Even if you're 2D, you have multiple dimensions.
Whoa.
Exactly.
You have two.
It's true.
Yeah, two is multiple, dumbass.
Two is multiple of one.
Yeah, Lionel's also not that good at math. Sorry, guys. We need at least one math bitch to be on this fucking thing.
Last week we had a math bitch on Dr. Getty.
Dr. Getty. Shout out Dr. Getty.
You guys only heard just a little bit.
A brief part, because we were kind of... We sucked, is the thing. We weren't doing that good last week.
We're going to be super candid here.
Yeah.
Well, last week's episode.
It was okay. There were some funny bits. Yeah. At least to us. I don't know how any other people would react to it.
Last week's episode.
We were just...
We recorded twice. We're going to be real.
Yeah, it was...
The first one...
Our moms yelled at us right before the pod, and we were just feeling a little... We didn't want to uplift mothers in that moment, and that is a weakness of
ours. Exactly. To all the mothers, I apologize for last week's episode. Please. We didn't want to uplift mothers, and now we do.
Please forgive us. Please.
Anyways,
we are on our knees right now.
We will have Getty back at one point, because he was funny.
He was funny.
That was good.
And if he wanted to.
If he wanted it to, yeah.
Open invitation.
It is open to anyone.
Open invitation list currently is Getty.
Ben Shapiro.
My mom, your mom.
My mom, your mom.
Ben Shapiro's mom. And that's currently the list.
Candace Owens, Casey Anthony.
Just because they've been referenced so much.
Exactly.
And also the King of Candyland himself.
Oh shit, King of Candyland.
Sugar, Sean O'Malley.
Sugar. The King of the Candy Kingdom.
The King of the Candy Kingdom is welcome at any time. Candyland,
more
specifically.
Candyland. Oh, dude.
Oh my God.
And he has.
Imagine vacationing to Candyland, how beautiful that would be. Go, eating the ground and, I don't know, sort of just licking everything around
just
you.
Lick, oh, dude, I'd lick so much shit.
Yeah, like the lollipop, like trees, the lollipop trees and like the mountains. The probably made of fucking sugar or some
the,
shit.
Like the red vine vines on the trees.
You don't, I thought you didn't. Oh, no, you don't like Twizzlers.
Twizzlers. Oh, yeah, Twizzlers, if you're listening to this, fuck you.
I don't mind you.
We're making so many enemies this episode.
I'm like, I hate to be a centrist about this because I love being, you know, one certain, I love to lean one side specifically, but.
Which is usually on the right.
Red vines and Twizzlers are kind of similar to me and they just sort of taste good.
Wow.
I'm not on the right, by the way.
All licorice tastes
the only
same
thing
way.
I'm right about is my leftiness. Yeah, what if I became
okay, lefty.
Yeah, what if I became like a really annoying kind of leftist, dude?
But not what mean, that. What if?
Dude, come on, what are you talking about? Actually, moms were created in 1964 by the government. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take this pause right here in this conversation to go look at the time.
Okay, Lionel's taking a pause. He took off his headphones. I don't really know what to talk about. What have I done recently? 44? Oh, wow, solid.
So we have a good mouth.
Yeah. Are you going to cut this part up?
No, this is kind of fun, you know, showing
it behind shows the us scenes. That we're just like you guys.
Exactly. We have to get up to check the time.
We have to, yeah. Because
the computer's on the other side of the room.
Our equipment isn't even our own. That shows you how fucking, you know, kind exactly, of relatable dude. We are.
Actually, I mean, we technically pay for this equipment. Or yeah. I pay for this.
Lionel, well, yeah, I don't pay tuition anymore, but, well, I'm still paying for the tuition I don't know.
It's a weird cycle, but.
Fuck paying for college. They should give you that shit for free.
It should be free.
And also, fuck teachers and homework, by the way.
Unless they're mothers.
I fucking hate homework. Can I say that?
Oh my
just
gosh.
For a second. I hate fucking filling in the bubbles.
You're really on a fucking Greg Heffley vibe
today. Oh, you want me to draw
today.
A picture of my family? Yeah. Well, I just want to draw my mom.
You are on a Greg Heffley vibe today. You're
if
Greg
you check
Heffley.
My sketchbook, it's a bunch of pictures of my mom.
You're Greg Heffley. I am Rowley.
I'm not Greg Heffley. Why just,
Rowley.
Why would you say I'm Greg
I'm
Heffley?
So Rowley.
I'm not Greg Heffley. I love a lot of people, and Greg Heffley is sort of a fucking misanthropic loser. Stop breathing in the mic.
Okay.
Stop. Yeah. And I can say that as his mother. I can reprimand him. It's okay.
It's okay.
Nobody call me out. I'm just doing what my job is, basically.
Thank you, mother.
And I will be taking away dinner for tonight.
Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome, son.
I know sometimes I'm bad, but...
You know I do this because I love you, right?
I know. Sometimes I try to be good, but...
Just stop acting like such a fucking loser, man. All okay. the fucking time, man. I'm tired of fucking having to say it, honestly. I don't want to have to encourage you to do anything. Like, you should just be cool automatically simply by being my son.
Yeah, but I don't know. The genetics just weren't there. I'm just not cool.
Yeah, sorry for making you short, but, That's just what happens when you sort of split yourself
Who
in half.
Who says I'm short?
That's what happens when you split yourself in half like a worm and let your other half become.
Yeah, you were originally like 5'11", but you had to cut off.
It's only 5'11". Oh, yeah, I forgot that you're like 3 foot and I'm like 4 foot.
Yeah.
He accepted that, by the way. He is 3 foot and I'm 4 foot. I'm a foot taller than him.
Officially.
Officially. And we tried out for the NBA because we're like...
Because we're so good at basketball.
I thought they had like a short person quota.
I thought there was a short division. Like, you have East...
a short division of NBA.
You have East, West. You know...
It's a conference.
Because you know how... So you know how there's the NBA and then there's the WNBA.
Oh, yeah.
What
yeah.
about the SNBA?
The short.
The short?
From both... all Not both. All genders, all by the way. Anyone can play in the short NBA.
In the short NBA. The short.
Muggsy Bogues, former, he actually went pro from the SNBA.
And he went straight from the SNBA to the NBA.
Yeah, there is that pathway for those of us who can, like, rise above, but Lionel and I weren't quite good enough.
No, I feel like if the SNBA was, you know, there in my day, you know, I would have made it pro.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Lionel's not that good at basketball.
I'm very good at basketball.
Have I seen you play basketball?
Yeah. Probably. We played basketball in high school.
PE in high school, yeah.
We were both on the basketball
Shout
team.
Out the high school that we went to together.
What teams are in the SNBA?
That's what I was trying to think of. Like, sort of like a spoof on, like, kind of the name of the... More like the Golden State Warriors.
Golden State Warriors?
Yeah. Or like, What's another one?
The Memphis Grizzlies.
That's dumb. That's dumb.
Literally the only pun I can think.
He's trying to tap into the TikTok audience, guys. Please don't blame him for that bad joke.
Please follow us.
More like the Utah Bads.
Utah Bads.
Yeah. Is that good?
No.
All right. More like the Miami Feet. Yummy.
That's pretty good, the Miami.
Of course you would think that's good. You fucking fiend, bro. He's trying to play footsie with me under the table right fucking
my
now.
My feet are literally as far away from your feet.
I'm sorry, that was an obvious lie. His legs are way too short to reach.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. Fuck.
Yeah, short bitch. Shout out my favorite artist.
Jennifer Lopez.
Pitbull's Jennifer Lopez.
These are your favorite artists.
Can I get an orange drink, please? Ha 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 ha. Jennifer, you are not from the Bronx. Lionel and I are from the Bronx, and we know that.
As two Bronx survivors, we are fucking...
You don't have to survive the Bronx. Being in the Bronx is a beautiful cultural experience. Lionel's wrong for that.
We're Bronx thrivers.
Yeah, can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese, please?
Can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese?
On a roll? On two Jamaican beef patties, please?
And don't forget the Bev.
Don't forget the Bev. I'll take a... What will I take?
Yeah, you catch the Yankees game last night.
Maybe like a Fruit Punch Minute Maid, honestly. Did I catch the Yankees game?
Yeah, the Yanks.
I'm more of a Mets fan.
That's in Queens.
Yeah, but...
I'm in the Bronx.
I'm not like a borough betrayer, but...
You're a borough betrayer.
I'm an underdog supporter. That's why I love Mothers, dumbass. Fucking bitch.
Loves Mothers and the Mets?
Yeah, the Mamets. Why are there no Mothers playing for them
in the Major League Baseball?
In the MLB, there's not a mother to be found.
Not a single mother, dude.
I think Buster Posey did have a kid, though, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he had multiple.
Yeah.
He adopted.
Oh, so he is a mother.
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's good. just so I can create the coolest kid out there.
Yeah, it's right above
me. Continue my legacy of harming people.
Yeah. There are... There are already... What? We there are already investors in MLB, so...
Oh, yeah, the Mother League.
Mother League Baseball.
Yeah, not the Major League Baseball. Not the Major League. Oh, that one already...
That one's already up and going.
Yeah. Fuck the MLB. Fuck the Muck Dogs. That's a minor league team I played for in Little League.
The Muck Dogs?
The Muck Dogs.
Anyways, next week's episode will be a mukbang.
Yeah, we keep promising it, but yes, next week definitely will
definitely
be a
mukbang episode.
And guess what? We're going to start making TikToks, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just sort of to get this out there, because while we don't care if this goes big, because we're sort of nonchalant and cool.
We won't mind if it goes big.
We don't mind.
We don't mind if you, you know, subscribe.
Just like, oh yeah, by the way, rate 5 stars. Fuck you.
I said wait 5 stars.
No, don't make them wait. Do it now.
Wait 5 stars.
We're tired of begging people, but we're going to keep doing it.
We will beg. We are begging.
We're not
guys.
Desperate, but we're sort of needy. We're just sort of always there.
We need this to hit big, guys. This is our big break.
I have nothing, guys.
I have absolutely nothing going for me.
Please, guys. No, I have a really, really successful career going on right now.
Yeah, me too. This is kind of our side gig. But
not even my side. I mean, I have a few side gigs.
This is just one of my many ventures.
Yeah, exactly. I draw, I watch TV shows, I watch movies.
I watch YouTube,
I
order DoorDash sometimes.
I apply for jobs a lot, pretty often. I had an interview 2 days ago. Shout out them for rejecting me.
They rejected you?
Yeah, like immediately after we talked, I feel like.
Oh, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
Fuck that.
For real. Fuck you, this coffee shop near us.
If you have any jobs, send them.
Please.
Send them out. We won't
work.
Or okay.
Just like money, honestly. Cut out the middleman.
We will start a Patreon and you will be forced.
Yeah, we'll start a Patreon once we have maybe 1 million listeners, just so we can automatically guarantee like at least like 10% of those.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about growing this audience.
Exactly. And it's all about not.
All about the Benjamins.
It's not about that. It's about mothers.
It's about the mothers. Because when we succeed,
you forget about the fucking art of this, man. We forget about the music, man.
When we succeed, mothers succeed.
Yeah, we're sort of tangential. Does
when
that make
you help
sense?
Us, moms help us.
Wait, what? When you help us, moms help us? When you help us, you help moms.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Part.
It's so hard to do a podcast with you, man. You always misspeak, and I never do.
Never once.
Never once have I...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, 10% of our proceeds go to mothers.
No one man can have all that power. Which but is,
a mother could have all that power.
A mother could have all that power.
A mother could and a mother should have all
compare
that power.
Compare a queendom to a kingdom.
Queendom,
a
femdom.
A femdom to a mandom. And a femdom's always going to be better. Because
femdom always comes out on top.
Exactly. Femdom's always top, bro.
Exactly.
And that's what you need to know.
Yeah.
Shout out, Pegging.
Shout out Pegging. Shout out Peggy.
Shout out Mothers Who Peg.
Shout out Peggy Inc.
Yeah, they're oh my God, a company that just gets to play video games.
Oh my God,
living.
That's the dream.
Oh my God, and guess
what?
I would make them all E for everyone so kids could play it too.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God, kids can finally buy GTA 5.
You know who bought GTA 5 for me? My mom.
Oh, my dad did it for me.
And then the guy in the
my mom would not have let me buy GTA.
The guy in the counter was like, are you okay with
that's what my
violence, strippers, drugs, and I was like, please stop.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what are you talking about? And my dad was luckily like, they all have that in them now. And I was like, wow, cool dad moment. Rare, very rare.
Very rare. Cool dad moment.
Yeah.
But I was like, cool mom moment. She let me have GTA 5.
Yeah, my mom would not have
Very
that. But honestly,
formative
it was probably, video game. It would probably be better for me if I did not have GTA 5 as a kid.
Why?
Because now I kill people.
for amusement.
For amusement. I just sort of torture everyone around me.
I drive recklessly.
I don't even have my license. I just sort of crash and... crashing into cop cars is good. Please crash into cop cars. This is something...
If there's anything you take away from this episode...
Crash into cop cars. Nobody's sponsoring us yet, but we are sponsoring something.
We sponsor car crash.
Yeah, but with cops, specifically. Yeah,
specifically
just
cops.
To sort of ruin their days. What are you looking up now? I swear these TikTok generation.
TikTok
always
generation.
Always looking at a screen.
I'm actually...
Always kind of trying
I'm actually older him. Than him, so... I don't hear that little boy talk over there on that song.
Dude,
I don't pay attention to these little boy talk over here.
Bro, you're actually tapping into deep-rooted trauma. One time, my friend made fun of me for having a high-pitched voice in middle school. I bet you feel like ass now.
No, not really. I feel more justified.
Justified.
You guys didn't see it, but I did the too small kind of thing where, you know, I pointed at the, I did a palm to the ground.
I can't really see it because the mic is in the
way.
He's too little.
He's so small. What a small bean.
That's fucked up. Bro, just
bro, just hate crimes.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna have to report this to campus police, man. And then crash into their vehicles.
His favorite campus police.
Lionel knows every single member of the campus.
He trusts the
police. He goes out to lunch with them every day.
He knows the sheriff.
I don't even know what the sheriff does, dude.
What does the sheriff say?
What does the fox say? That was pretty good, dude.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, dude, I'm gonna be on American Idol. Right after this podcast.
Bro, you don't have it. You don't have it.
This is what gets me through.
You don't have it. Randy Jackson, I'm sorry. That's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Simon He's not Cowell. Even on the show anymore, dog.
Simon Cowell.
He's not even Whoa. Simon Cowell's not even on the show anymore.
Let me do the impression. Simon Cowell, I'm so sorry, mate, but you're not looking quite that fit today. And Paula Abdul. Yeah.
Mate?
I'm a mom. Mate? What do you mean?
It's like an Australian thing.
Mate? No, British people say mate too.
No. It's illegal up there.
Most Australians are... Most white Australians are British, so...
Whoa.
Kind of whatever, bro. They're British. I don't give a fuck. Australian... Fuck you. Not really, but whatever. Fuck you, Chris Hemsworth. Fuck you, Charles Hemsworth. Fuck you, Carl Hemsworth.
Yeah, especially you, Carl.
I hate all the fucking...
Fuck the Hemsworth brothers.
I fuck the haters. I retract that statement. I am so sorry.
Apology.
Please accept my apology. I will never say something like that again. Shout out Carl Weezer.
Why?
Because he loves Jimmy's mom.
Jimmy's mom.
Don't do that.
Jimmy's mom.
Lionel, come on.
Jimmy's mom.
We have a history of not laughing at this, and Lionel persists.
We do have a history of Jimmy's mom and hearing it a lot.
And yet, here he comes
Jimmy's
back.
Jimmy's mom.
It's obviously a crutch, and I feel sorry for you, man.
It's all right.
What time are we at probably now?
Let me go check again. You talk to our collective audience.
I will. So what else did I do? I watched the movie Monster, which is like a Japanese movie, came out in like 2023. It was pretty good.
Exactly an hour in.
An hour in?
And I'll probably end up cutting maybe 10, so is 50 minutes good?
50 minutes is pretty solid.
All right. Yeah. I'll outro this one.
All right. Thank you so much.
This one.
He cut me off.
Go for it.
I'm being pushed over the edge. I'm so fucking sorry.
Outro.
I love Lionel ever so dearly, and I love anybody who might have listened, unless you're a bad guy or you can't be a bad woman, so any woman listening to this, thank you, I love you. Bye, I guess. Mothers I Learned From, Mills, shout out.
And we're out.